let's head to the East African country of Uganda, where one woman by the name of Mariam Nabatanzi has become a household name just because of her fertility.
Now, at just 37, Nabatanzi has given birth to 42 children in total, 38 of whom are still alive. After all those children, she's now a single mother because her husband apparently decided to leave her, and now she doesn't have an option but to raise all those children alone.
DW's Frank Giga caught up with her, and here is her story.
It is hard to just take in how many children are playing around a very impoverished home in the village of Kasau in Mukono district. At a glance, the children range from 4 or 5 years old to teenagers. Their 37-year-old mother, Mariam Nabatanzi, sits among them whilst they play. She explains that it all started with the birth of her twins at the age of just 13. Giving birth to so many children was not her choice, she says.
Initially, I wanted 6 children, but in 4 deliveries, I gave birth to 8. I went to hospital to block my uterus. The doctor rejected me and told me I have too many eggs, so if I dared block myself, I would either develop fibroids or die. Therefore, the only solution was to give birth and reduce my eggs. My 5th delivery was of 4 children. The doctor again said I should produce more 4 to 5 babies. My next deliveries were of triplets and quadruplets. What shocked me most were 5 babies at one go. Unfortunately, some died. When I went back to hospital, the doctor again said I need to produce more because God blessed me with many eggs. From that point, I reached a point of just producing, and right now I am happy with my children, although I struggle fending for them.
Her neighbors can only marvel at what they believe is a blessing from God. Wilfred Senyange thinks it must be some kind of miracle.
It is unfortunate that she has all those kids, but what I must say is it is a blessing from God. It is not easy for every woman to have such a number of children.
In the village, they might talk of miracles, but what explanation did Priscilla at the organization Reproductive Health Uganda have for so many multiple births?
1, Nabatanzi was ignorant. 2, Nabatanzi started giving birth at an early age. If perhaps Nabatanzi was in school, by the time you get out of school, you're about 23, 22 years, I believe she would have lesser children.
In Uganda, there is no official controls over how large or small a family should be. University student, 23-year-old Joshua Mirando, though, says he can't imagine wanting to father more than 2 children.
I'm finding it so hard to look after myself and get everything that I need. So I imagine having 7 kids and all these kids need my attention. I think having a manageable size of family of around 2 kids for me, I think I can divide my love equally to the children because they are not so many. So if the population is managed, you can go to a facility and get access to services easily.
For more educated young people, the number of children they hope to have seems to be going down, not up. Still, Priscilla at the Reproductive Health Uganda thinks it is high time that the government devise more measures and policies to limit the number of births for every family.
Uganda is based on religious and cultural beliefs, but trends have changed. We are not in that old age of our parents, our grandmothers, but we are into a generation that is being affected by so many things, globalization being the main key issue. If we do not control the fertility of women, or if we don't restrict the number of children they're supposed to give birth to, our population would be about 88 million people, which is risky, meaning we are going to compete for the very few opportunities that we have in Uganda. Opportunities in terms of employment, better health care, opportunities in terms of good quality education, infrastructure, and so many other things. Meaning the bigger the population of our country, Uganda, things are becoming worse for us. Right now we are grappling over land. We need to control this population.
Not everyone agrees with her, though. 21-year-old Trap Musiba at the local church thinks that Ugandans won't benefit any more than they do already. if their population gets smaller. Already the government is failing to provide the services everyone needs.
I mean, look at the free services they talk about. Poor education, no medicines in the health centers, poor roads. So there's no point in controlling the population. Whether we are many or few, let everyone take care of their children with whatever means they can afford.
Mariam agrees with her, even though she didn't set out to have quite so many children, but she would have hated it if the government had interfered in her personal life.
The government has no authority on how you take care of your children. I have begged the government to support my child with a heart disease, but in vain. They are supportive in some areas, but should back off and let parents produce any number of their choice.
Despite Mariam's opinion, it seems the government is starting to wake up and realize that it needs to do something. Dennis Obo, the spokesperson of the Minister of Lands, Housing and Urban Development, says that they are busy coming up with new strategies in order to contain the rapidly increasing population.
That's why we come in with the constraints of inadequate financing. We outstretch the urban infrastructure. Crime increases, all these as the population increases. So it also calls for us on our side to come up with sophisticated ways and means. But this again has an impact on financing in our sector. So it is a chicken egg issue. Because the population is high, we now have to make sure that actually we come up with strategies and means to contain and provide these services. Otherwise, a smaller population would have been better, that is controlled and contained and managed.